This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1426. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded September 16th, New Bolivian shortwave Prococa, broadcast consequences of Hurricane Ike, CFRX turns inaudible, dismantling shortwave in Netherlands, program tips from Tennessee, Canada, Germany, Switzerland, Spain, Morocco, and Israel, clandestines for Ethiopia, and the propagation outlook. A new Bolivian station suddenly appeared on 6075, first reported September 13th at 10:50 to 11:05 by Arnaldo Slayen in Argentina, despite another Bolivian being on 6080 Radio San Gabriel. The new one was rather hard to identify. Programming was not only in Spanish, but in an Indian language. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia went after this immediately. He was hearing it for Sesquiar, starting at 10:30 UT on the same day, and he heard Red Patria Nueva mentioned. That's the national network headed by what used to be called Radio Ijimani on 6025. The next morning, September 14th at 10 UT, it was also heard by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich on 6075, though still not identified. They're talking about independent and sovereign Bolivia, and the government of Evo Morales, and something about Coca. Chuck Bolan in Florida was also listening then around 10:30 UT and circulated a recording, although it was difficult to make out what they were saying. But I could tell they were mentioning the correct shortwave frequency, 6075, as well as AM 740, where no Bolivians are listed in the World Radio TV Handbook, so that would also be new. Rafael Rodriguez heard it again in the evening from 0200 until sign-off around 0230 and recorded some further IDs. Dario Monfrini in Italy did some web research, and finally it was decided that the station calls itself Radio Causachun Coca, which means Long Live Coca. It can be spelled either with a K or a C, such as C-A-U-S-A-C-H-U-N. And that's also confirmed by a Bolivian DXer in Sweden, Angel Oquendo, via Henrik Clements. On September 15th, Chuck Bolan in Florida heard it signing on abruptly at 1000 UT until 1040. But it took the transmitter about 15 minutes before the audio improved to a poor level. Well, there's a lot more about this, thanks also to web research by Dario Monferini in DX Listing Digest 8103 via worldofradio.org. Last week we had a report from Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil that Radio Virgen de Remedios, another Bolivian, had jumped to 4555, but after a short while they jumped back to their previous frequency, 4111, as heard September 10th. Around 2300, when they were ringing bells. A Brazilian station named after an important date in July has appeared on shortwave again after a long absence, 9820 kilohertz. It's Radio Nove de Julho. There had been tips it was about to come on, but in previous months it never appeared. And now apparently first reported by Edison Bocconi Jr. in the Radio Escutas group on September 12th between 16 and 20 UT. Also that evening, the 13th at 0324, by Marcelo Villela Bigeni in the Paraná DX Club group, when they had some religious programming of a Catholic nature. And then also heard around 1400 by Arnaldo Slayen in Argentina. In his blog, Celio Romais explains that the station had been on the air in the 1970s but had its license canceled by the military dictatorship, although I don't think it was on the same 31-meter band frequency at that time. The very name of the station, 9th of July, implies it's opposed to military dictatorship, because that's an important event in the history of São Paulo State, when there was an uprising against the military dictatorship in 1932 of Getúlio Vargas. Thanks for that background information to Samuel Cassio Martins in São Paulo, as well as Horacio Nigro in Uruguay and Dario Monferini in Italy. I was rather amused to hear two Honduran missionary stations doing the same thing at the same time, but two different preachers in English being consecutively translated into Spanish. This was at 11:23 UT on September 11th, namely Radio Luz y Vida on 3250 exactly, and Radio Misiones Internacional on 3340. Each of the male preachers was being translated by a female, but the one on 3250 had a heavy gringo accent. Perhaps that's the way they like to get their religion in Honduras. In Guatemala, Radio Verdad, since its inception, 7 years ago, I believe, has always been very interested in DX reports from abroad. And their signal here, not too far away, is reliable on 4052.5 until sign-off around 0600. The final hour, not entirely in Spanish. Usually there's some English and quite a bit of music. But on September 10th at 0548, I was startled to hear what sounded like an ID and station address by a woman speaking Swedish, or maybe some other Scandinavian language. On rare occasions, Radio Educación, Mexico City, 6185, which is normally on the air during nighttime hours only, reappears in the daytime. This happened September 10th, when I found them in progress on 6185 at 1411 UT, past 1500. This was apparently because of a special event they were sponsoring at the time, called the Bienal, a meeting about radio, with lots of discussion of digital broadcasting, among other things. At less than 2 megameters, we're close enough to hear them pretty well in the daytime, without the interference one encounters at night on 49 meters. The next morning, which was a Thursday, I was awake early and heard the program I mentioned last week on the same station, called Del Campo y de la Ciudad. It's scheduled Wednesdays and Thursdays only at 10 to 12 UT, but the shortwave closes down halfway through it. On this occasion, they were marking not only the 9/11 anniversary in the U.S., but perhaps more importantly in Latin America, the anniversary of the assassination, sponsored by the U.S., of President Salvador Allende in Chile. They were about to play his last speech when the shortwave transmitter closed down. And yes, I gather this program has a rather anti-establishment outlook. Turks and Caicos medium wave stations are off the air because of hurricane damage. Jerry Kiefer, now in Roswell, New Mexico, who's still involved with broadcasting in the West Indies, says Radio Visión Cristiana 530 could be off for as much as 2 months because of power poles lost during Hurricane Ike. But even worse, an update September 14th, he says, they lost their 480-foot tower during Ike. It might be a while before a new one is stacked, as power was not expected to be restored at the site on South Caicos for 7 or 8 weeks. Caribbean Christian Radio on 1020 is also off the air. Jerry Kiefer says they had to reduce their transmissions because the electric rates got to be too high. And in any event, power was yet to be restored on its island, Grand Turk. While Ike was approaching and hitting Texas, we had lots and lots of monitoring reports about what broadcasters and other radio communications were doing, but we can't really go into all that now. You couldn't tune them in now anyway, since things are getting back to normal, almost. But one of the notable events was that a station in Bel Air, Texas, on 1560 KGOW, which is normally only about 100 watts at night, because of the emergency, went to its daytime power of 50 kilowatts. And it can do that because of the emergency, quite legally. They were relaying audio from KPRC TV Channel 2 in Houston and widely heard, at least in the eastern half of North America and even as far as the UK, by Paul Crankshaw in Scotland and even further by Tarmo Kontro in Finland and Mats Andersson as well. Quite a change from their usual format of sports talk. One might have expected to hear the big station in Houston, as far as news goes, KTRH 740. However, they have a very directional pattern, and it's not clear whether they went non-directional. over in Beaumont, Texas, KLVI, as the call letters imply, on 560 kilohertz, was knocked off the air by Hurricane Ike and is still off the air the following week. However, some of its sister stations owned by Clear Channel were carrying talk instead of the usual music, per the Media Network blog. You might also have found it helpful to monitor some communications frequencies. Harry Helms in Corpus Christi, who was fortunate to be out of the hurricane area this time, was checking the main nighttime channel for FEMA, 5211 upper sideband, but nothing was heard. He did hear some emergency Mars traffic around 4008 and 4021 USB. On a Saturday at 2255 UT, I was hearing a Navy Mars net, apparently in East Texas, on 5153.5. The September 12th edition of Bill Moyer's Journal on PBS is of a special interest because it was about the consequences of right-wing hate talk radio. If you missed it, there's a full transcript as well as a video and audio link. You can watch the whole show online at the PBS.org website. Just look for Bill Moyer's Journal for September 12th. Here's something which has reached me, attributed to Neil Curry, the senior news anchor of VOA Worldwide English. As an editorial about a sensitive topic, I suspect he has not been able to say this on VOA itself. It's titled The Silence of 9/11. In releasing the results of a 17-nation poll that found majorities in only nine countries believe Al-Qaeda was behind the attacks in New York and Washington, World Public Opinion Survey Director Stephen Cole said September 10th, "This is a real indication that the U.S. is not in a strong position to tell its story. The American narrative is not as powerful in the world today." Really? Could that possibly have anything to do with the fact that the Broadcasting Board of Governors has turned off 55% of the VOA transmitters, sharply reduced broadcast hours for English and other widely spoken languages, and slated the Russian, Georgian, Ukrainian, Bosnian, Macedonian, Serbian, and Hindi radio services for closure this month alone? The U.S. is not in a strong position to tell its story. How can that be? Congress directed the BBG not to shut down any more radio services and provided funds to keep them going. Yet, in direct disregard of explicit instructions of the Congress of the United States, the BBG has done precisely the opposite. Before America's voice is further hushed, Congress's voice needs to be heard. One may safely disregard WWRB most of the time when they're playing gospel hucksters. However, when there's an open, unsold hour, Dave France puts on his favorite film music, Big Band. Ed Insinger in New Jersey was hearing this on 3185 until 0200 UT, September 11th. And I was hearing it during the previous hour, midnight UT, on September 14th. If, like many listeners, you rely on the Saturday night broadcast of World of Radio on 5070, I'm afraid last week you heard a repeat of the previous week's program by mistake. That means you will have missed World of Radio 1425, which is really the previous program to the one you're hearing now, unless you retrieve it, for example, from the extensive audio archive on our website, worldofradio.org. WBCQ, let me remind you, is carrying World of Radio during the Area 51 service, Friday at 2301 UT on 5110, and reconfirmed at the temporary additional time, Monday at 2201 UT on 7415. Via shortwave, satellite, AM, FM, and Internet, this is World of Radio 1426. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Your contributions always welcome to either address. CHU Canada, the time signal station, plan to make a frequency change this summer from 7335 to 7850. Avoiding all the broadcast interference. However, they're not going to make it. Bruce Barker in Pennsylvania inquired of Raymond Pelletier of CHU, and he said there are no set plans as to when the change will take place. It won't be for a while yet. An announcement will be broadcast on all three frequencies at least 1 month before the switch takes place. As reported last week, if you heard it, CFRX in Toronto reactivated after almost 2 years. They didn't quite make it back to their correct frequency, 6070, but were varying slightly below there, around 6069.85, which of course caused a heterodyne with CVC and other stations around the same frequency. However, on the sixth day after reactivation, September 10th, at 1218, we found them very close to 6070. In fact, they were within 6 hertz of another carrier, presumably Chile. Or more likely, Voice of Korea in Japanese, which runs until 1250. I keep saying that if it really wants to be heard, CFRX ought to move to a clearer frequency, perhaps in the less crowded out-of-band area between 5700 and 5800, but it seems no one is listening. In DX Listening Digest 8101, I researched all the other stations using 6070 at one time or another, both during the summer and winter seasons, along with all the hours they've been reported. Just let me mention the stations and sites to give you an idea of the interference problems CFRX faces. Belarus, Liberia, Indonesia, Korea, Thailand, Russia, Philippines, Swaziland, China, Romania, and Chile, the last one being the worst, currently running all night on the same frequency. Did I say no one was listening? I was referring to listening to my suggestion, but as I record on September 16th for the last few days, I dare say no one is listening to CFRX because they cannot. Even though the carrier is still apparently on the air, the modulation has virtually or totally disappeared. In ODXA, Robert Ross in London, Ontario, was hearing something in Arabic on 710 kilohertz, east or westward from him, around 2247 UT. What could it be? Well, other listeners are familiar with this, such as Neil Wolfish and Fred Waterer. CJRN in Niagara Falls, Ontario, has an ethnic format besides tourist promotion, and they have carried Arabic in the past. Apparently, they are observing Ramadan. In fact, Fred Waterer recalls that years ago, during a Maple Leaf hockey game, CJRN even interrupted it for a call to prayer. CBC Radio is currently running a series on Inside the Music called The Nerve. It's about the relationship between human consciousness and music. For example, one episode of 6 is called War and Music. It's on Radio 1, Sundays at 8 p.m. local time, and on Radio 2, Saturdays at noon local time, with the usual delayed webcasts across the country. Jan Oosterveen in Netherlands tells DX Listening Digest on October 27th last year, Radio Netherlands stopped using the transmitters in Flevo, owned by KPN Broadcast. The last few months, KPN, in cooperation with another company, is in process of dismantling the 4 500 kilowatt AEG transmitters in Flevo. The future for the building and antennas is not known. All the parts will be used as spares, they say, for a German shortwave station. I ran across a fascinating music program on Deutsche Welle's Russian service, Unconventional Instruments. It was Saturday at 1430 UT when relayed via the UK on 15420, and strangely enough, can put quite a good signal into North America, far from the Russian target area. I finally found the program on their website. It's called Muzprosvet. Fred Waterer says the Windows player calls the program in translation Star Parade. Sergey S. says it's a play on words, meaning literally music enlightenment. The show has been on for quite a few years, hosted by guys very passionate about the music. Even runs a website and wrote a book by the same name in 2004, but enjoy it while you can. Deutsche Welle's Russian service has announced major program reform, presumably at the end of this broadcast cycle. Mark Nichols of NZRDXL passes on word from the mighty KBC in Holland. They're carrying out a special test broadcast for Australia and New Zealand. They don't mention the site, but we know it's Lithuania, 9770. Following 3 Saturdays at 10:30 to 11 UT, that is on September 20th, 27th, and October 3rd. Secondary target is India. I have my doubts how well this will do, starting at noon local time on 9 megahertz. Wolfgang Büschel figures the azimuth will be 79 degrees, while DX Mix News Bulgaria says 130 degrees. Bob Zanotti tells me that his colleague Bob Toman turns 80 on September 24th. To commemorate the event, Switzerland in Sound will feature an interview with him, which should be on the website by the previous weekend. Look under the Two Bobs section at Switzerland in Sound. Happy birthday, One Bob. We've been very concerned about the prospect of Spain closing down its shortwave service. However, on their Spanish DX program September 14th, I heard a brief mention by the host indicating that the current plans are for Radio Exterior to continue on shortwave while adding new platforms. Also, a name change for his program, Amigos de la Onda Corta, is coming in October. A show we used to enjoy on REE shortwave was La Bañera de Ulises, a program of Mediterranean music and culture. Then it was dropped by shortwave, but continued for a while on the domestic network where it originated, RNE Radio 3, but that too was canceled at the end of June. Searching around on the website, I discovered that there's an archive of just about all the programs over a six-year period, as well as a blog to find out what the host, Emilio Garrido, will be doing. It's labaneradeulises.org, yes, without the accents. An excellent source for music on shortwave is Radio Medien in Morocco, 9575. It mixes French and Arabic, at least, and during the 23:30 half hour, on September 13th, I was enjoying some Arabic music. Scott Barber, New Hampshire, was also listening to it during the 20:30 UT hour on another day when they were even playing some English pop music by Aerosmith, U2, The Beatles, and others with announcements in French and news in Arabic. It's right next to Africa No. 1 Gabon on 9580, which can cause some interference. I was surprised at what a good signal CVC in Lusaka, Zambia was putting in on 13590 at 1900 UT. Well, it's aimed toward Nigeria, which means it carries on to North America. This is actually identifying now as One Africa, and it has a stealth evangelical format. It's aimed at the younger set with a continuous musical bed in stark contrast to its neighbors on the dial, the plodding Harold Camping on 13615, and an equally soporific preacher on WINB 13570. The last time I mentioned this, I neglected to give the name of the station, so I'll be sure to mention it now. Ginbot, not sure how to pronounce it, 7 Radio. That's G-I-N-B-O-T, figure 7. It's another Ethiopian clandestine in Amharic, which has been scheduled since September 11th at 17 to 1730, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays only, via Samara, Russia, on 17655 and 21555. However, those frequencies are rather high to propagate. Alan Pennington in the UK was able to hear the lower one, although not sure of the ID, but not the higher one. DX Mix News says there's another unidentified transmission via Jülich, Germany, at 16 to 17 on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday on 15670. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain monitored this for us on September 16th during the second half of the hour and was hearing references to Oromo, so that may well be yet another Ethiopian clandestine. Donny Rosenzweig says Israel has redesigned the REKA website. That's the service now responsible for English language programming, no longer on shortwave. Besides the news, there are four remaining weekly English radio programs which are available on demand, called Weekend Report, Sunday Edition, Culture Report, and Face-to-Face, www.iba.org.il/REKA/. Alokesh Gupta and Joe Jacob have been tracking anomalies in All India Radio, some frequencies off the air or on the wrong frequencies recently. AIR Guwahati was missing from 4940 and 7280 and then returned. AIR Gorakhpur was on 3935 instead of 3945 for a while, so don't confuse that with New Zealand. Also monitoring Guwahati was Gautam K. Sharma in Assam. I have a report so far and confirmed that Democratic Voice of Burma has started relaying via KHBN in Palau. At 13 to 14 UT on 12095, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday only, so I suspect it may be experimental. Something else I suspect aimed at North Korea is also on the schedule for those 3 days only at 1530 to 16 on 9965. Ron Howard in California and I have been hearing Radio Republic Indonesia Makassar again. He measured it on 4749.94 until sign-off at 1459. I hear it a bit earlier, being much further east, around 1330. R.I. Fok Fok on 4790 I've heard several times, but they always seem to be doing Quran during Ramadan, unlike other Indonesian stations. I wonder if they consider themselves more Islamic. This was before and after 1300 UT on September 15th, which was also a good morning here for Papua New Guinea on 90 as well as 75 meters. I heard a number of the appropriate frequencies, the best being 3385, with sounds of seabirds at 1300, followed by news. That's Radio East New Britain in Rabaul. In case it matters, the K index at the time was 4, as it was the morning before when Scott Barber in New Hampshire was hearing that and several other PNG stations much earlier, around 10 to 11 UT. I found Radio Australia's Indonesian service with English from Australia, a lessons program, UT Saturday at 22:30 on 9785 via Darwin. These lessons were quite different from Kangaroo Radio English, which Ron Howard so enjoys hearing from RRI in Indonesia, although they're provided by Australia. During Ramadan, he's still hearing them Wednesday at 0805 UT on 9680 and should also be on Fridays. Some news about Hawaiian stations by Dale Park, resident there in IRCA DX Monitor. The station on 620 in Hilo, which had been known as KIPA, but was off the air for a while, was heard again July 27th. The all-new Honu, the talk of Hawaii. H-O-N-U is Hawaiian for sea turtle. Dale says it's barely audible daytimes in certain areas of East Honolulu when not barraged by images from the other stations. Manager told him they were originally testing with 250 watts, but full power is 10 kilowatts, not only from Hilo, but from two synchronous towers on the west side of the Big Island, and they relay Lava 105.3 on weekends. I'm in the very fortunate position of being able to view some wonderful kaleidoscopic art on my TV screen, except it is not symmetrical. This is because a digital TV station in Oklahoma City has analog interference, and it's on the verge of locking in, but will not quite do so most of the time. See if you can find such a weak signal to enjoy constantly changing, never repeating, wonderful, colorful, abstract art, thanks to the DTV transition. The propagation outlook from SWPC in Boulder, September 16th. ANK indices peaking at 30 and 6 October 1st, 15 and 4 on October 12th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux still constant at around 67, at least through October 13th. And so concludes yet another World of Radio, number 1426. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.